After the Bohicas bei Flux FM, die Morning Show am Nachmittag, hat euch eine Band ins Studio geholt aus Großbritannien, genau aus Essex, da kommen sie her, und gestern waren sie in Hamburg und haben aufgespielt, ich glaube im Molotow, das werden sie gleich selber erzählen, heute ist endlich Berlin dran, das passt ja immer ganz gut, die kleine Hamburg-Berlin-Rutsche, und dann werden sie auftreten in der Kantine am Berghain, und ich sage erstmal herzlich willkommen zum ersten Mal, for the first time, the Bohicas at Flux FM, right?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, it's about time. Jetzt haben wir Dominik und Dominik her. Und die anderen beiden, Brandon und Adrian, what are they doing?
They're at the venue.
They're already at the venue.
Yeah, because we're playing tonight, so they'll be going and checking out the venue and making sure everything's in good nick for us.
Of course. Also die beiden machen sich schon mal fertig und machen so Soundcheck-mäßig und Venue-mäßig sich ein bisschen aufwärmen, und die beiden können hier ein bisschen plaudern. So it's the first time for you. We want to know everything about the band. As you said, we don't want to make a big thing about everything. We're just good friends who met in school, love music and play together now.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It is.
Yeah. But the really music is great and not that simple. It's fantastic. So
thank you.
How does it work? Just being a normal band but making great music. Not everyone can do that.
Well, we're only making stuff that what we're capable of, and it's just nothing's forced, and we're just very natural and trusting our instincts a lot. You know, it's not overthought, because then it becomes unfun, which is not what any of this is about. It is about it's about enjoying ourselves and making people enjoy themselves.
Ja, das Geheimnis, einfach drauf losspielen und genießen und sich nicht großen Kopf machen und sich irgendwie kompliziert irgendwas ausdenken, sondern einfach Musik machen, die man liebt und die man umsetzen möchte. Und ich glaube, die hatten am Anfang zuerst fast in Australien und Japan die größte Beachtung. So you're from Great Britain, from Essex, but you were quite successful in Australia and Japan, is that right?
Yeah,
a little bit.
We're from the borders of East London and Essex.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, it was mad. The first thing we released was a song called XXX, and we didn't know what to expect from it. We just wanted to see what momentum it generated.
Yeah.
And it took us to Japan. It took us to Australia, and we were asked to play these gigs for 45 minutes, and they only knew 2.5 minutes of our material. So it was very strange, but very encouraging as well.
How was the reception then?
It was incredible. Uh-huh. Like the Australian shows, we went to Melbourne and Sydney, and those are our own shows, and it was full house for both shows, and there were people going crazy on thousands of miles away from home, and it was just, that was an incredible moment for us.
Was that much bigger than at home?
Yeah.
That must be crazy.
Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah.
And when came the better reception at home and also over here, Germany stuff?
I think more recently, with this, like before the album came out, we had singles that seemed to be getting recognized a bit at the live shows and bringing and making the numbers a bit bigger in the audiences. So maybe a year ago or so, it started to shift.
Ist auf jeden Fall erstmal ein ungewöhnlicher Weg, in Australien und Japan abgefeiert zu werden, und zu Hause noch nicht ganz so doll, aber vor einem Jahr ging es dann auch zu Hause richtig ab. Dominik, you used to work as a decorator, I heard.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it. What did you exactly do?
I decorated in big posh houses on the other side of the city, where these houses were like, they looked like wedding cakes. There was these big white magnolia mansions. I was awful. I was rubbish at it, but I did really enjoy it.
You were rubbish at it, are you sure?
Yeah,
did they fire you?
No. But it was very difficult. It wasn't just normal decorating. It was actually the guy's, his name's Dick Clark, and he went to art school, and he has like an artistic thing behind it.
Okay.
So he's got a catalogue of all these different finishes of different looks where you mix onto the wall, and it's all different layers, and it's all...
Okay, but private persons, for their houses, they booked you to decorate their houses?
They book him, and he brings me along so he can laugh.
But you had something to do with decoration before making music, or besides making music?
Yeah, it was at the same time when I was writing and rehearsing and playing gigs and stuff.
Interesting. And Dominic, what about you, Dominic and Dominic?
I studied architecture at university. And I've just been, I do photography. That's why I came to, I stayed in Berlin a few years ago.
A few years ago? For how many years or months?
No, it was just like like a month and a half or something like that. Okay. So and I was just doing photography here. And, yeah.
What did you photograph?
Ladies.
Ladies, not the Berlin Wall.
No, models.
Models.
Yeah.
Okay, 1960, 90.
They're
like these models. I mean the real classic models, like as you say, 1960, 90, you know, like in good shape.
Dimensions,
like
yeah.
Typical.
Yeah.
Model
Shape. They were great.
Ja? Okay, Dominik hatte also Spaß in Berlin. Vor einigen Jahren hat er hier für anderthalb Monate gelebt und fotografiert. Und der andere Dominik hat zwischendurch sich auch Geld verdient als Decorator. You know, we want to know everything about you because it's the first time here, okay?
Of course.
Maybe I can ask another dirty question after the next song, which is called Swarm. And then you will play a song for us live.
Yeah.
Und heute Abend sind Sie in der Kantine am Berghain. Gleich nach dem nächsten Song setzen wir euch auf die Gästeliste bei Flux FM. Swarm von The Bohicas bei Flux FM. Da freuen wir uns doch sehr, dass die beiden Herren Dominik und Dominik, also im Grunde die Hälfte der Band, hier angekommen sind und ein bisschen noch quatschen, denn heute Abend sind sie in der Kantine am Berghain und spielen. Ja, how often have you been to Berlin before as a band playing gigs?
It's
the first gig in Berlin.
Yeah,
man. But you played at Dreberband Festival. Was that this year?
No, it was last year.
Last year.
This year we did Hurricane and Southside festivals. They were really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, last night was Hamburg. We played at Molotov. That was really cool, upstairs in the Skybar. Because last year when we played Molotov at the Reeperbahn, we were on the ground floor,
yeah,
which is like, I really like the ground floor there because it's you got the glass front, so if you're walking in the street you're looking at the back of the band. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. So this is the first time for you in Berlin then?
Yeah it is.
Sehr gut. But will you be leaving tomorrow or do you have some time off? Maybe you can experience some nice girls in the city. Not to photograph, of course, just to...
Well, it depends what they wear.
Yeah. I think the...
Depends what they wear. Dominic, were they all nudes when you photographed them? Or
okay, I mean, sorry. The only time I'll get to see any of Berlin will be after the show tonight because we've got a lot of stuff to do today before and during the gig, obviously.
Yeah.
So afterwards, hopefully we'll get to meet some...
Fun people.
Die Jungs kennen sich ja schon seit vielen Jahren. Damals in der Schule waren sie ja schon befreundet und damals hatten sie auch schon eine Schulband und dann wurden sie groß angekündigt. Ein furioser Auftritt, der ist aber ganz schön in die Hose gegangen, denn irgendein Instrument hat nicht funktioniert. So, when you were younger, you played in school as a band, but that didn't work out so much. Someone introduced you as the greatest band of all time and then, I don't know, keyboard didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hey. Tell us.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
What happened there?
Yeah. We were in a band and I was playing keyboard and
Dom, no, you were the keyboarder.
Yeah. And Dom was playing guitar. I hadn't even picked up a guitar at that point.
Yeah.
And Brendan was drumming.
How old were you?
How old were we?
13, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, about that.
But there was a guy, so there was this kind of after school program that went on where this guy would come in called Phil Mullen, and he was an Irish guy, and he would just encourage kids to play rock and pop music instead of, because a lot of the kids that had music tuition at school would have been doing like classical stuff that they hated, so this was like an opportunity to have fun with music. And we pounced on it because it meant we could play the music that we liked anyway. So the final thing was to do a concert at this theatre called the Kenneth Moore Theatre in Ilford. And before we came on with our instrumental, Phil Mullen came onto the stage and talked to all the parents and declared us as one of the most exciting underage bands in Essex, and that they were all in for a treat and all this. So we come on stage to all the parents going, oh, well done. My amp, I don't check my amp. The amp's gone, like, it's all, some kid was playing heavy metal on it before and I needed it to be clean. So that was happening. We were playing and it was all going wrong. And then I looked over and Dominic was playing the keyboard, but all you could hear was his fingers. You could just hear his fingers on, and there was no sound coming out.
Oh,
and he was
God.
Looking at me going, I don't know, what's going on? What are we doing? What's going on? And then eventually the sound came up. And it was the demo button. You know when you get a demo on the button, it's going doo 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 do going through the PA.
Shit. Oh no, what did the audience say?
Yeah. It was like, it was just let down. But then it kind of, we fixed everything and played it, and it was like, okay, well done, boys, for doing that.
It's going better than today, probably. But that's quite some years ago. How old are you now, if I may ask?
26.
Also vor 13 Jahren haben sie in der Schule schon zusammen gespielt als Band, wurden von so einem Musiklehrer, der eben nicht nur Klassik unterrichtet hat, sondern auch mal eine andere Variante, eine Alternative angeboten hat. Da sind die Jungs drauf angesprungen, hat sie animiert zu musizieren, und dann wurden sie als grandiose Band angekündigt, als ganz junge, vor allem eine sehr junge, talentierte Band. Dann gingen sie auf die Bühne und alles ging schief. Vor allem das Keyboard hat nicht funktioniert und Dominik hat auf leere Tasten, man konnte nur die Tastengeräusche hören, und dann kam er auch noch auf den Knopf, wo dann automatisch das E-Piano dann ja eine Melodie abspielt, so eine Demo-Melodie, und das war natürlich dann noch ein bisschen enttäuschend. Aber nun gut, das ist lange her, und heute Abend spielen sie in der Kantine am Berghain in Berlin. Was will man eigentlich mehr? Ihr seid herzlich eingeladen, da hinzukommen. Wenn ihr auf die Gästeliste wollt, dann ruft mal jetzt an. Melanie, setzt euch drauf, wenn ihr die 030 2000 9000 wählt. 030 2000 9000, The Bohicas, heute Abend in der Kantine. Und jetzt spielen Dominik und Dominik für euch einen Song live. The song is called
Somehow You Know What I Mean.
Somehow You Know What I Mean. Thank you very much for coming to Flux FM. Enjoy your time in Berlin.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Tschüss.
I don't care how insane asylum, and I'm breaking out. They got a number on my head, man. Everybody wants me dead, but I couldn't care less right now. I find you floating in a fever dream. Follow the diagonal of your denim jeans between these cypress trees. You'll bring it on home to me. If this is for real, I can't explain the way that I feel. Somehow you know what I mean. Behind the billboards where the adverts spin, above the highway where the city begins, and suburbs end in the early a.m. I'm hungering for your skin. How can I tell if this is for real? I can't explain where did I feel. Girl, somehow you know. Empty and we party on the crust of this hollowed out spinning sphere. Hell is empty and all the devils are here. How can I tell if this is for real? I can't explain where did it feel. Girl, somehow you know. Empty and we party on the crest of this hollowed out spirit. echoes I hear.